for WMRA News. I'm Bob Lemke. If you're a healthcare worker or a nursing home resident, you could get a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of the year. The 6th District's Ben Klein joins most other Republicans in Congress in refusing to acknowledge that Joe Biden won last month's election. Meanwhile, far-right Republican State Senator Amanda Chase says she'll run for governor as an independent after the state GOP decides to go with a convention next year instead of a primary. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 7th. Virginia could begin inoculating most healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents with a COVID-19 vaccine. By the end of the year, last week, state officials voted to adopt federal recommendations that those two groups be prioritized for vaccination. Later this month, the Food and Drug Administration will consider authorizing emergency use of vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Each product requires two doses. All those initial doses will be distributed directly to healthcare systems with ultra-cold storage capacity. They will go first to healthcare workers who directly care for COVID-19 patients. Subsequent shipments will be divided between healthcare workers and long-term care residents, depending on the need. Experts say the vaccine will probably not become widely available in the U.S. until the spring. In the meantime, they urge everyone to continue wearing masks at all times in public places and to stay physically distant from others to keep from spreading the virus. Most Republicans in the U.S. House and Senate have declined to take a stand on whether President-elect Joe Biden won November's election. That includes Representative Ben Klein of the 6th District, who joined most Republicans in refusing to answer questions from the Washington Post last week. The Post surveyed all 249 Republicans in Congress beginning on Thursday. That was the day after President Trump posted a 46-minute video on social media. In it, he repeated false claims that he won re-election and made wild allegations of corruption and repeated lots of disinformation about the election. The Post asked the office of each lawmaker three questions. Who won the election? Do you support or oppose Donald Trump's continuing efforts to claim victory? And if Joe Biden wins a majority in the Electoral College, will you accept him as the legitimately elected President of the United States? The Post said Klein's office did not respond to their request for comment, but in a Facebook post on Sunday, Klein continued to call for an investigation into, quote, numerous allegations of fraud in the election, echoing Trump's false claims. Unlike Klein, 5th District Republican Denver Riggleman answered the Post's survey, and he joined just 26 other Republicans in saying he accepted that Biden won and will support him if the Electoral College votes for Biden on December 14th. Also, unlike Klein, Riggleman was defeated earlier this year in the GOP primary and will leave office in January. Virginia Republican leaders decided on Saturday to pick the party's nominee for governor next year at a convention instead of in a statewide primary. The Washington Post reports that the GOP's State Central Committee approved the nomination method in a virtual Facebook meeting after about 5 hours of debate. As a result, State Senator Amanda Chase, a Trump-style contender, says she'll drop out and run as an independent instead. Some Republicans said they no longer trust government-run primaries. Republicans have not won a statewide race of any kind for more than a decade in Virginia. Members of Virginia's General Assembly are considering legislation that would change how to refer to people who live with disabilities. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The word handicapped is no longer used to talk about people who live with disabilities. John Toscano with the Virginia Disability Commission says the reason for that is what it says about the relationship between people and their conditions.
If you say that's a handicapped person, you are speaking about their limitations before you speak about the person. If you're saying that's a person with a disability, then, you know, you are forced to first and foremost understand they're an individual, they're a person, and then there is this other aspect of their life.
Advocates are pressing lawmakers to introduce legislation to change all references in the Virginia Code from handicapped to disabled. Delegate Kay Corey says lawmakers should have done this a long time ago, and it's a change that might have far-reaching consequences, including the parking lot of your local grocery store.
Requiring the replacement of all the signage, and some of it's public, some of it's private. This effort would take the cooperation from a lot of different sectors of our society.
A few years ago, lawmakers made a similar change, swapping references in the code from mental retardation to intellectual disability.
Finally, today, business leaders from across the country are preparing for a recovery. In 2021, Virginia hopes to reclaim its status as the best state for business. And Michael has that story, too.
Listen up, North Carolina and Georgia. Virginia is coming for you. That's the message from Virginia's business community, which is hoping to steal the spotlight for best in business climate. CNBC already ranks Virginia as number one, but that's only one of several rankings. There's also Forbes, Site Selection, and Chief Executive Stephen Murray at Virginia Economic Development Partnership says one way for Virginia to beat out the competition is to set a goal for increasing international trade.
Increasing exports per capita in Virginia by 50% in the Commonwealth over the next 15 years. That would be enough to position us to go from 41st per capita to roughly the top 20 by 2035. It would be a dramatic improvement. We'd go from trailing much of the South to really being one of the leading states for exports in the country.
Chris Lloyd at McGuire Woods says it's also important for people to know what's happening in Virginia.
Unlike New York State, which spends nearly $50 million per year on economic development marketing, and many other states that spend over $10 million per year, our current budget is about $3 million per year. And for much of the past two decades, that amount has been zero.
The Virginia Chamber's blueprint for recovering after the downturn includes pumping money into trade development programs, expanding broadband, and investing in Virginia's Business Ready Site program. So when businesses consider moving to the Commonwealth, there's a location available and equipped to land the deal. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.